4. Call now.
Welcome back. This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry. Welcome back to Crash, Are You Ready?, the fastest growing program on the Genesis Communications Network. And today we return with our very special guest, who is a regular on our program, Linda Runyon. Linda is a survivalist and a wild foods authority. Having actually lived off the land for years and years, having actually done it, she is the real thing, unlike some of these armchair survivalists that are might have spent a few months in the woods. Linda has lived, walked the walk, and lived the survival issue extensively. And Linda, welcome back to the program. We were going through your essential 52 plants, which you put, after 20 years, put into a deck of cards, which is available on Linda's website, ofthefield.com. Welcome back to the program.
How are you, George? I'm fine. Looking forward to today.
All right. And we were going through the list of the essential plants for survival. These are ubiquitous. This wouldn't typically enable somebody to survive anywhere on planet Earth. And we were talking at the end of the last program about Arrowhead. Did you have any more that you wanted to add about Arrowhead, or should we go on to the next plant?
I think we could probably go on. It's Arrowhead, of course, is that arrow-shaped plant found in the swamp, and the potatoes are underneath the muck. And you do need a pitchfork. That's something that we did end up walking to town to get because a spade did not work. You have to go very slowly when you pull up.
Well, that's something we didn't cover last program, so.
Yeah. So I thought I ought to talk about that. But then I think I want to talk about the berries sort of differently here,
okay,
George. We've got four berries on the deck of cards. Of course, we've got blackberry, blueberry, raspberry, and strawberry, but there's some hints that I think are important for people to know. You can actually eat the shoots and the bark of the blackberry, not just the fruit, and that's something people should know. And also the leaves of the raspberry you can eat. And
didn't the Native Americans use raspberry leaf tea for regulating women's menstrual cycles, things like that?
Oh, you're good, George. Yeah, definitely. And it's used today in the health food shops. You can go and get, of course, these things if you're not able to get out. But when we stood in front of a bush, we saw it as a whole thing, and we never destroyed it. We were always very careful, and, of course, I need not say that to anybody. They know that this is a very serious thing. If you have a backyard and you have these things, great. If you don't, you can bring them in. And a blackberry bush, raspberry bush will go very quickly for you. And just don't, rip it up. Go slow. And we would take a penknife and peel the bark back. And if you just eat a couple tablespoons of that bark, you are eating a tremendous amount of antioxidants. Raspberry has, I'm reading from the nutritional section of the field guide, the Essential Wild Food Field Guide. In the center, mm-hmm. all the plants are a half cup. And in here, it is saying that there is 13.4 grams of carbohydrates in the raspberry leaves and 3,226 of potassium. I mean, I'm not kidding. 1,900 units of the beta carotene and 6,500 units of niacin. You can't go on your way faster than with just a handful of raspberry leaves. I mean, we would just mm-hmm. stand there and eat the younger leaves, not the old curled ones, but the younger ones. And then we would eat the fruit because that's more for your vitamin C and it makes you feel good. You've had raspberry fruit. It's very good for you, but nothing like the bark or the leaves. Just unbelievable difference. So I wanted to say that. And yesterday, the blueberry came up on the website as improving the memory mm-hmm. as a possible preventative yeah. for... Yeah, a big.
Now I believe they a Native American as well as a tried and true folk remedy for the raspberry leaf tea. They use that when women were in labor.
Yes.
It helps with the delivery of the baby. Strengthens the mother's milk and very high in the nutrients that the woman needs during childbirth.
People doing
if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. A lot of my friends had used that during labor, and you can go to your health food shop, of course, and get raspberry leaf tea.
Uh-huh.
And if you cannot find a bush, but you know me, George. I'm trying to say either bring it in, put it there, or locate the field where you can get it from. And it's
now,
just,
how ubiquitous are the raspberries compared to, say, blackberries? Because I know when I took a saw some friends in Chile a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
I've seen wild blackberries in Florida. I saw them in Chile. They're just everywhere. How about the raspberries?
Just about every country mm-hmm. of the world. Raspberries the same. I think it's about 2-1, though. You're going to find about twice as many raspberries as you're going to find blackberries. I mean, it was true in the Adirondacks,
more.
Anyway. Yeah. I'd have to look it up. I'd have to look that up to be exact. But they're worldwide. And, gee whiz, I came across a bear one time that was drunker than a coot. I got to say that they do ferment on the bush, you know. And in one of the books... That my son has put up on my website, the Homestead Memories. I go through those stories of walking on the bear, and I really was scared to death. I've never jumped so high in my life and backed up, but it was so drunk that it just got up and waddled away, and
staggered away.
Yep, absolutely, just like a movie. the strawberry, the little strawberries, you will find lots of times. I'm sorry.
Now, just let me interject this because I just mentioned that I had seen blackberries in Chile. They also have what they call mirtas, which are like a relative of the bilberry or the American blueberry, and they also have the strawberry is actually native to Chile.
Aha.
So,
now, being native to Chile, I mean, the strawberry, you can brush your teeth with that. And it removes the tartar completely. I mean, it's an amazing little berry.
That's very important in a survival situation.
Oh, yeah.
With the coming economic collapse. You know, I mean, people might think about some other things, but how many people think about tartar buildup on teeth? That's just as important for survival as anything else, because how can one survive without healthy teeth. We'll be back after the break with Linda Rennie.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 3rd, 2008, gold, 768.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $791.62, $395.81 for half, $197.91 for quarter. That's $791.62, $395.81, and $197.91.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll be right back.
We're back with Linda Renya. Now, I'll mention this very briefly because the topic of today's interview is not economics, but rather wild foods. However, during the break, we heard the ad about Kennedy's executive order. And if you go to my website, which is, of course, hearitonline.com, you will see the article about the only way to solve the current crisis, which is to go directly, cut to the chase, and go directly to the source that's created all of the debt, which is creating all the bankruptcies and foreclosures today, and that is the Federal Reserve itself. And there is, among all the bought and paid for politicians, an exception, a rare exception, and that is Congressman Ron Paul. And the only way to solve the current crisis is, you can see the article on my website, is H.R. 2755, which was sponsored by Congressman Ron Paul. Now, Linda, we were talking about the berries when we went into the break, and
yes.
Let's continue with that. Okay.
Okay. And George, let me say something first before I say more about the berries. The last program yesterday, I forgot to tell people how they could get in touch with me if they don't have a computer or access to ofthefield.com website. And that's to write P.O. Box 83, Wild Food Company, P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, New Jersey, 08053. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And of course, our listeners might, our listeners have, for the most part, computers, but they might have lots of friends who might not have computers, so
yeah.
that's handy for them. And also, let's give your website again. It's ofthefield.com. That's ofthefield.com. Linda has a free newsletter for those visitors to the website. Also, Linda has what, in my opinion, are the best books ever written on the topic of wild foods and survival with living off the land. And you can access those on her website. She also has the deck of cards, which is being used by the military and many other people, which in my opinion, the 52 cards should be in every backpacker's backpack. And also, the books contain much more detailed information on the plant, 52 plants, as well as other plants. Linda, now, this, as we mentioned previously, was the result of 20 years hands-on experience. Just coming up with this deck of cards took 20 years of hands-on trial and error. So you just went through a process of distillation and picked out the best 52 plants for survival,
yeah.
Both because they're easy to gather and also because they're ubiquitous. You can find them almost anywhere, in almost any survival situation.
Right, and that was the important thing. And when they asked me to do them, I wanted to be sure that they were under our feet just about everywhere we're walking. And, I'll get on with the berries. Just to let you know that if you have a problem, I'll tactfully say this, with the runs in any way, okay? These are the two plants we use. We use the dried blueberry. The blueberry, not whole now, not the way we eat them in pies and stuff, but you dry it bone dry. You put it on a plate in the back of your pilot light on your stove, or I would not microwave it. I would do it naturally and dry them until they're really tiny little raisins type thing. And, only five or six in the woods, all of us, what we do, carry a little tube of them. And, if you feel that you have a problem there, you chew one very slowly and then two. And then three, up to five or six, not 15 or 20. It's not going to make any difference over five or six. It's the amount of pectin that you're using. So chew them very thoroughly, and it's something that we know in the survival world that's really good.
Now, this would be something if you're way away ahead.
Yeah. And the blackberry, you should know that the bark of the stems are extremely helpful for intestinal problems. I'm reading right off the cards here. They gave me 22 lines on each card here. and so every word counted. And it says, boil for strong tea or eat raw, chew thoroughly and very slowly. And this is for a reason, because there's pectin in these, and it's a high count of it. So it will help.
The blackberry juice or use of the blackberry for things like diarrhea,
yep,
is an very old
important,
tried and true folk remedy. So they've literally got hundreds of years of experience with this. It does what it's supposed to do.
I'm laughing because don't forget the food that I'm talking about has been eaten for 30,000 years or more. You know,
yeah.
It always appalls me sometimes, but I eat regular food now, okay? I'm a vegetarian, and I'm getting on in years, and I forage in my backyard, but don't do six-course meals like I used to all the time. But in the book, you can. You'll have everything, recipes.
Well, when you were out here in the valley, you were doing
big
with mesquite meal, flour and mm-hmm, lots of the desert plants out here.
Yep. And I would do it now, except for, and I won't get into the personal reasons why I can't travel around too much here. So,
well, you can do only so much with 24 hours. So.
Yep. Okay, let's get on with the birch, because that's the next one, the white birch tree. And on the map, on the card, it shows the birch as being all over Canada and the United States. That's the map I have on each card. But it is worldwide, except for there is a great big area of deserts, different areas that don't, of course, have these trees. And it's not found in the middle of China. It said that in Sturdivant's Wild Food Worldwide Plants, that it wasn't found in the middle of China. So just to clarify that for those people that like more detail, the black birch and the white birch and the yellow birch are all acetylsalicylic acid, which is aspirin. These twigs, these young twigs and buds on the ends of birch trees, the loggers that I work with, you should just take them, scoop them off the end of the tree and chew them down. I think they ate too many of them myself because, they're aspirin. So go slow with it. The book will tell you all this. Birch is also probably the very best, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best tinder that you can have. So if you can find somebody who has done firewood and white birch,
I know they've used willow bark for
that's aspirin too. That's acetylsalicylic acid too. Yep.
And we'll continue with birch when we come back from the break.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And during the break, we heard an ad for storable food. I would urge my listeners to also check out my website, which is my food website, which is organicstorablefood.com. And if you want to be sure that you're not getting any foods which are genetically modified, any Frankenstein foods, then the only way to go for your storable food is organic. There's also a link to the food website from my main website, which is hearitonline.com. Click on the image of the lady in the cashmere sweater, and it'll take you directly over to the food website. And as we were going into the break, we were talking about Birchland. I know that the when the vastly outnumbered Finns were putting up heroic resistance against the Russian invasion, they survived that terrible winter with birch sap.
That was my next word. Really, George, on the card, sap. Drink raw for nutritious liquid. Tap tree in spring for best results. We found that we could find moisture even not in the spring. If we cut down a birch tree, every twig had moisture on the ends. The sap is there. And we were known to be so dry when we did a mountain climb one time without water that we actually tried this out, and we actually took a birch limb off and sat there for a long time and quenched our thirst after a while. We probably got a teaspoon or two out of the end of it, but the longer you're at it, the more water you get. So So it's something for you to know that the sap is, as I say, acetyl salicylic acid in there, too. So birch beer is not aspirin, okay? But they use the sap for the birch beer. And I'm not so sure they don't grind the twigs and stuff. I really don't know. But you can grind the twigs. You can eat the twigs. You can grind them. One winter, and you've probably all heard this story before, but when I'd canned 400-some jars of food, they all exploded in one night when it was about 20 below zero and the wind chill made it about I don't know what. And all the Atlas and ball jars blew up. The insignias pop out because that's the weakest part on the jar. And so we turned to bark. And I've written an article for Wilderness Way magazine. It's a great magazine that I write for once in a while. And it was called I Eat Bark. And it's quite doable.
That was one of our previous, for those new listeners, and again, more than half of you listening now, I would urge you to go to the GCN Live archives, become a subscriber if you're not already at GCNLive.com. Then you can access all the archives of the Crash Are You Ready program in which Linda, one of Linda's topics was I Eat Bark. And just one hard one, bit of information like this, if you're in a survival situation. Linda had all these containers explode. She'll tell you in her book how to avoid that kind of thing, what to use, what not to use, and this is from decades of hands-on experience.
Yeah, you can't trust the 9-foot pits because with coldness like that, it doesn't do. They break. Okay, let me get on to bulrush, if I could, George, because this is the highest in protein. The bulrush is found in every single state in every single country. There's many different
now that's a swampy-type plant.
Yep, and yet you can find it in the fields, but in damp parts of fields, you know, like around rocks and in lower part of a field. It always comes up in the damper areas, so... once you spot bulrush, you look at the card picture, maybe get a couple more field guides. We always say you should always have 3 visible pictures. Even though we're quite confident with our cards and our book and everything, you should have something like the Peterson Guide or one of Stephen Brill's or whatever. And if you go on the Survival
Network. The wild man has rather than just photographs, he has hand sketches and what shows on that is there's a lot of great detail on those sketches which you might not immediately pick up on a photograph, so it's good to have both a photograph and the hand-drawn sketch.
It really is,
like the wild man does.
Yeah, I mean you're talking stocking your shelves with the things that will get you through anything, and one of his books would definitely do that, and also the Peterson Guide would. But don't get confused. There's so many plants that, you know, this is why I've tried to dovetail it down to about 50 or 52.
Well, again, and when you first took me out, my head was swimming because there were so many. But after it becomes very, very easy, these plants that are the mainstay of survival actually become quite easy to identify.
They pop out wherever you're sitting, on a runway or on a car trip or whatever. You go, oh, look at it all. And, of course, it would feed the world. Yes, it would. Okay, so the bulrush, you can find fields and fields and fields of once you identify it. And in Egypt, they use this a lot, too. It's extremely high in protein. And let me tell you what the seeds are here, because you won't believe it. In protein, it's 10.7 grams of protein in a half a cup. So you're talking about a half a cup of the grainy ends of the grass, not pulling them off and separating them. I cut them 4 or 5 inches down. It'll tell you in how to gather grass and stuff. You just sort of like grasp it in your left hand and take a pair of scissors in your right hand and cut. And a muffin would be, let's say, a 2-inch wad of stems in your left hand. If you have a 2-inch wad of stems of bulrush or any other grass, and you cut them with a pair of scissors, you know you have one full muffin of flour. Okay, all these hints will come to you.
Let's repeat that, Linda, because that's important. But that's just one example of what's in the book.
Yeah. Well, I can't. It's hard to do quickly for you, but I want to let you know that on the cards, I picked the bulrush on purpose out of the grasses because it's the highest in protein. But then the important thing is it's 67.7 grams of carbohydrate. Now, an ear of corn is about 32. To give you an idea, you eat an ear of corn, you know how you feel afterward. You eat a muffin of bulrush, like Kitty Carlisle did on To Tell the Truth one time. I did over there in L.A., and she loved it. That was her favorite thing. And I put some raisins in it and made a bulrush muffin for her. And To Tell the Truth, and she raved about that. I've got the tape on that. That was fun. It's just to know that the seeds are extremely high. And okay. So I picked
and
that.
We talked repeatedly about how, and this is another feature of Linda's book, she'll give you the nutritional breakdown, how these, we talked previously about how these wild plants are anywhere typically from 3 to 10 times more nutrient dense mm-hmm. than their domesticated cousins.
That's why it's so wondrous to me, you know, where we've gone in a sense. I won't go philosophy. I'd be happy to if anybody wants to write me.
Is this the bulrush? Is there an ideal time of development or the year, or are they just there all the time?
When the ends of the grain flower, they call it actually flowering. In other words, when you see them waving in the breeze, these grasses, then they have already flowered and made their seed. So I like to get them not real early. I like to get them midsummer, late summer, fall. It doesn't make any difference. As we said yesterday, the biosphere people told me that half the nutrition is gone in the chlorophyll in the dead of winter in snow. So that's something for us to really know to survive anything.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll be back after the break with Linda.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon, and during the break we heard two more ads for storable food. And again, I would urge my listeners to visit my food website, organicstorablefood.com. What does organic mean? If you want to be sure that your storable food has no mad cow prions, no pesticides, and no GMO Frankenstein foods, then go organic on your storable food. As we're talking about wild foods being much more nutrient dense than domesticated food, that's another benefit of gathering wild food, because you can be sure that there are no mad cow prions, no pesticides, and no Frankenstein foods. Although, if you're in an urban area, you might want to make sure that idiot has come out and sprayed right. The dandelions or something like that.
Right. So then you just, what you do is, as I see it, George, I see it like this. I see it in the urban areas. Forage off your lawn. Your lawn in 5 or 6 days tells you to mow it again. So you have many different plants on your lawn that are telling you, like the plantain and the dandelion and whatever, oh, it's time to mow the lawn. Well, this is the time these things are only a week old. So how, in my estimation, how can the environment touch them as much as something that's
they're
in the ground?
They're so strong, they don't need supplementation. The weeds are, and as Kochenauer says, they are the guardians of the soil. They actually bring up trace minerals from deep down under the ground, and they strengthen the topsoil. So, spraying pesticides on what they call weeds, which are some of the most nutritious plants on earth, is absolutely insane. Utilize the resource. Don't fight Mother Nature. You're going to lose every time.
Right. I'm going to throw out some things that are important. Don't harvest from a cornfield or an apple orchard, okay? Because they are the highest count of your pesticides and insecticides. We studied all this. We've researched it all. Your cornfields
that's in your book as well.
It's all in there. And remember, I used to be in touch with the Department of Agriculture a lot because people were letting their backyards grow into fields, and then there were fire hazards because of your desert property out there and whatever. And so all I'm saying is make a 2-foot swatch, a rototill area. And that 2-foot swatch is your entire field. It could be your entire food source if you wanted it to be, you see. And it wouldn't be a fire hazard. And you could actually mow it every 5 or 6 weeks if you felt like it, and it would come back all brand new. Because it's 26 passages in the Bible. Eat ye the herbs of the field. I don't need
any
other.
And you mentioned years ago, Linda, you mentioned the bitter herbs, which
that's
particularly
what the Bible
produce
is saying.
Bile to help the
yep.
liver aid in digesting food.
Wow, George.
Well, there again, that's ancient wisdom, just as valid today as it was when it was written.
I know, there's so much. It's just so much, and most people know.
Well, there is a lot to cover, but we'll take as much time as you need because this is an important survival topic.
Shall we go on to burdock?
Yes. Are you finished with the bulrush, or do you
It's one of many grasses, but it is the highest in protein, so that's why I use it.
Okay. All right, we'll go to the next one here.
And burdock would be your next one on the cards. And, of course, there's a whole chapter on all these in the Essential Wild Foods.
Is just a cursory outline of the information in the cards in the book. Burdock root being a favorite in Japanese cuisine.
Yes, sir. And our Korean neighbors, I get letters all the time, on emails all the time, and hits on the website. They all eat L-gobo. L-gobo, if you pick up any of the Chinese canned food or anything in your stores, you're going to make a night of Chinese. Okay, read your ingredients. Almost every single thing that you pick up is going to have L-gobo in it, and L-gobo is burdock root. That's
now,
what
again,
is.
If I remember correctly, as an herb, it is extremely purifying. It helps the body rid toxins extremely efficiently.
Yeah. You can't go too heavy on it if you have a big, long 3-foot root in front of you, which is how you buy it in the Korean Korean markets in Phoenix. You can go buy these roots. They grow them in barrels so that they're very long. We have we got a surprise coming up here soon for everybody, and I will be talking a lot about it, and it will be a DVD, which is nearly complete. When it comes out, you're going to see on my website, ofthefield.com, even a pre-selling of this, because I have so many people waiting for this. We'll give you a big break if you do that and help us along here. What we're looking at is, like, we show pictures of Korean markets and everything, how you grow the
burdock root. Okay, well, this will be our last plant for this interview today, because we're coming towards the end of the program.
Oh.
So let's we'll take the next one after burdock in the next interview. But let's talk thoroughly about burdock, because that's such an important one. I know that burdock tea is widely appreciated as a tonic and a cleanser.
Yes.
Now, how would we make burdock tea?
Well,
for example,
the leaves are not edible. On the cards, it tells you that you can eat, and of course in the book it says the early leaves. Well, even them are too bitter for me, okay? So I don't eat the leaves, but I do eat the inner part of the burr when it first shows up. It's got a white, meaty center before it turns fluffy, like in there, seedy. So when I first see those burrs, we even make casseroles and such out of them. There are recipes in the book how to do this, burdock casseroles. Also, the root itself, early plants coming up, and the farmers love it because I'll take them ahead of time. They have to get rid of them. And it's great. You can just go through and get burdock, brand new burdock, excuse me, coming up in just about all the soil down here in South Jersey. And you pull them up pretty early because they'll get so big you can't even get them out of the ground. And, I mean, they'll be 2-3 feet long. So I get them pretty early when you first see the leaves and you go, oh, there's burdock here. Well, I wait until the leaves get 6-8 inches high, really start to grow early spring, and then I will pull the whole plant. And the root itself I will chop up like you would a carrot. Of course, I scrub it with a toothbrush.
Okay.
You scrub it with a toothbrush and get rid of any sand or dirt, and wash it well, and then put it on your cutting board and cut it like you do a carrot. And
now, have you seen the burrs in the market? I mean, they sell the roots all the time, but you ever? Okay.
Oh, well, I've never seen the burrs. Nope. Nobody's ever done that.
So that's okay. Well, that's something Linda has in her book that I don't even know how many people are aware of. But you've found the burrs to be highly nutritious as well as
edible. Lowers blood sugar, as you said before, George. It changes your system. You have to be careful eating a great quantity. Oriental people do a beautiful job balancing it, you know, in their foods.
And now you were chopping up the burdock root, and then what?
And then I would, let's say it's the day I'm going to make candy out of it. So I would simmer it very slowly in molasses for quite a long time until it takes on the molasses 100%, and take it out, dry it on wax paper, and sometimes we sprinkle confectionery sugar on it, and it's burdock candy. That's one thing that you can do with it. You can also chop it up like a carrot and just place not as much as you would a carrot in a stew or soup or something like this. The Chinese dishes is what I'm trying to say. They balanced it beautifully. So when you look at that can, you're going to have a small portion of burdock root slice. And
how much more nutritious would that candy be than the junk that's out there on the stands?
Wow. We've eaten tons of it out there. You never had it on your walks. Wow. I probably got tired doing it.
All right. Well, that'll wind up today's interview. But we will be back with Linda next week. Linda's coming on twice next week for a sequel to the burdock. And we're going to take all of these 52 essential plants in order. So be sure to tune in next week. And we'll have two interviews in that week with Linda Runyon. Linda, thank you again. Again, the website is ofthefield.com, ofthefield.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.